In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oftentimes, the question is asked as to how one might go about growing in a particular virtue. Are there any particular skills or insights that one can have or be given that will help them grow in a particular virtue that they see missing in their life? Particularly true, the virtue of humility, the virtue of patience. How does one grow in the virtue of humility? What things must be done or can be done that would make one easier in accepting the reality and implications of this virtue? And the simple reality is there is no magic wand that can be waved over an individual that helps them immediately embrace the virtue of humility. Instead, it is practiced by being steadfast in the experiences that we have and becoming more and more cognizant of how we hold ourselves, meaning how we understand our own dignity and the degree to which at times we pump ourselves up or we think of ourselves better than others or we are resentful of the things that others have, thinking that we should have what they have because we are who we actually are. St. Francis of de Sales made very clear that the only way to grow in humility was to be humiliated. In a sense, to be publicly shamed, to be thought of less of in the eyes of others, so that you can be thought well of in the eyes of God. And the virtue of humility, as it is the heart of all the virtues, and is really the most difficult one to practice. Precisely because it seemingly on a natural level goes against the very grain of what we think we ought to be, or how it is we might have been trained, or the way we have been raised. There's nothing wrong with a recognition of the gifts and talents that have been bestowed upon us. There's nothing wrong with expecting, if you will, a certain degree of recognition of those things that we might accomplish. But we cannot live our lives chasing after the adulation of men to the detriment of our relationship with God. And in truth, the humble man recognizes not only the weaknesses that beset him, but also truly understands that the strengths and the blessings and the talents that have been bestowed upon him have been given to him by God to be used according to the mind and the heart and the wisdom of God. Therefore, when we speak about our Lord and Savior as the embodiment of humility, it was not because he was lacking anything. Instead, it was because he chose to lack things, realizing his humanity and his divinity were both gifts from his heavenly Father. And as St. Paul reminds us in both Galatians and in the Philippians hymn, he did not presuppose either of these, but instead was obedient always to God. To truly grow in humility, then, is not only to stand before God and beat your breast and say, I am a sinner, I am weak, and I am frail. Yes, that is part of the reality. But also to rejoice in the blessings that God bestows upon you. And then to put those blessings into practice according to the wisdom, the providence, and the design of God. Humility makes us pliable in the hands of God to do the things that God commands us to do in season and out of season. And so throughout this week, give attentiveness to those areas that you might be able to grow in that will allow you to be more humble. One of the wonderful things that Saint Benedict recognized or offered to his men and women was the virtue of silence. Sometimes it's good to be quiet, simply put, with no final point attached to it, to keep our mouths shut. Especially if we might be right, or if we think our insights are so valuable and so profitable and so profound that the whole world is going to change when I open my mouth. Well, I hate to break it to you, that's probably not going to happen. And even as erudite as you might be, there might be a good opportunity for you to simply remain silent. Keep your own counsel. Allow God into those deep recesses, not always feeling compelled to put yourself forward and your wisdom and your knowledge forward. And in those experiences or those opportunities where you wonder what it is that I should do, you will have then opened up an opportunity for God to be the one to direct you, as he did for the prophets, giving them not only the words to be spoken, but when they should be spoken, so he will do the same for you. And then the wisdom that he bestows upon you, that he wants you to share with others, indeed they will receive. And in the absence of that, you remain silent, humble, pliable until the time God decides to use you yet again as an instrument of manifesting his grace into the world. The Lord makes very clear what is in store for us. Either we become those who exalt ourselves, who eventually are humbled, or more importantly, as God so designs for us, we humble ourselves, that in the fullness of time we may share in the exalted glory of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.